Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Ouch!
The Lord said, Woe to you Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and rue and every other garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These things you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you Pharisees! You love the seats of honor in synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people walk unknowingly. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too. And Jesus said, Woe to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. The hard words of Jesus. The Pharisees and the scholars of the law will be with us as long as organized religion exists. Precision is a heady drug that plagues our egos, and often with good intentions, we ask for more than most people can give. We would all love to think we have control over our lives, but that is a fiction. There are traffic jams, and things change, and sometimes there's violent weather. We fall madly in love, and then days occur when we can hardly, in fact, be in the presence of one another. Jesus said we must love our enemies, and in fact, we despise them. Let's face it, our loves are occasionally a mess. All the rules and regulations will not solve the messiness of human existence. So how do we cope? Jesus says the scholars of the law impose hard burdens, but the real issue follows, you don't touch them. I used to hear, you don't lift a finger to lift the burdens, but the real issue is here, not touching. What Jesus modeled was always touching people, touching their bodies and touching their hearts. Acknowledging we are all in this together. The inclination of our ego is to take care of ourselves, but we were not created to be independent, but rather interdependent, both on one another and on God. That interdependence means affirmation 90% of the time and corrective only about the remaining 10%. Where do we get that energy? In the beginning and at the end, from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the lives of everyone. We can be attentive to that or ignore it, but the Spirit does not give up on us. Young friends of mine insisted I go running with them when I was 40 and definitely obese. They got me running 200 yards and kept that up for a week or so. Then it was half mile. And after a year, I was running around the lake where we live, which is about 8 miles, and I had lost 60 pounds. The key was that they regularly affirmed me, never mocked me or criticized me, and I felt good about it. That, for me, is an analogy for what the Holy Spirit is prompting, to affirm that we are all interdependent and need to be with and not against anyone, at least in our hearts, and eventually to be at peace with them. Holy Spirit, show us the way.